Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. Turkey looks set for an election runoff later this month after President Tayyip Erdogan failed to reach the 50% threshold required to retain office. Analysts predict that Erdogan will have the advantage in the second round over his opponent rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Mr. Erdogan's supporters say they're confident of the eventual result. Former minister of the ruling AK party Mehmet Medi Eca says he's confident his party will regain power.
They hope that it might be finished this run, but if not, then the second round will be in 2 weeks' time. And we are very clear, we are very sure that the President Erdogan will win the second round.
Well, let's talk now to Piotr Zalewski, who is Turkey correspondent for The Economist. Piotr, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. Why is President Erdogan and his supporters, why are they so confident?
Well, they have every reason to be confident because Erdogan in this election, in the first round at least, has overperformed, at least according to the polls. And the opposition candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has underperformed. I mean, you know, I guess the opposition can take heart from the fact that it has forced Erdogan into a second round, into a runoff. But that's pretty much the only good news for the opposition. I mean, on the one hand, the opposition alliance, you know, failed to wrest control of parliament from Erdogan's alliance. So Erdogan's alliance has now retained a pretty comfortable majority of, I think we're looking at 322 seats out of 600 in parliament. And on top of that, Erdogan got 49.4, I think maybe by now 49.5% of the vote in the presidential elections in the first round compared to 45% for Kılıçdaroğlu. And, you know, that would have been perhaps a respectable showing for the opposition under any other circumstances, except that the opposition did seem to be going into the elections with a full head of steam. You know, they were favored in the polls, and Kılıçdaroğlu was favored in the polls by a decent margin, at least in the first round.
Over the 20 years that he's been in power, President Erdogan has consistently consolidated the power of the presidency, hasn't he? He's managed to concentrate more power in the office he holds. How's he likely to approach this further term if that is the final outcome of this election?
I mean, assuming it's the final outcome, and that's to say, assuming he wins a second round, and I think, you know, the path to the presidency or to re-election for him is pretty straightforward compared to Kılıçdaroğlu. I think Kılıçdaroğlu would have to work quite a lot and pull off, you know, perhaps nothing short of a miracle to, you know, get to a point where he can, pass 50% in the second round. You know, Erdogan has already accumulated the powers he needs to govern the country alone. And in fact, you know, given the constitutional changes that he was able to push through in 2017, he would be able to rule without parliament or without a parliamentary majority. Could make things, you know, complicated for him, but not impossible. But now that he's on pace to win in the second round and to have, you know, a pretty comfortable parliamentary majority, he's in very good shape and he can pursue, you know, any policy he chooses to pursue. And so the question will become, again, assuming he wins in the second round, whether he will change course in terms of foreign policy, in terms of economic, monetary policy and the like.
Okay. Look, more to come on all of this, and perhaps we'll speak to you again when that second round voting produces a final result. But for the moment, Piotr Zalewski from The Economist, thank you very much for that.